I've often wondered if there's some way to help our neighbors who have pets in their households, but find themselves having financial difficulties. Well, there are important nonprofit vet clinics around the country, and one of them is right here in Cincinnati. Pets in Need of Greater Cincinnati has a clinic in Laughlin. They've been here for 7 years helping with medical care for pet owners who are financially challenged. With me in the studio are Dr. Jack Walkenhorst, who's one of the veterinarians at the clinic, and Barb Lichtenstein, who also volunteers at the Pets in Need Clinic, and they're both on the board of directors. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
It must be so satisfying to see families, especially children and senior citizens, leave your clinic with smiles on their faces.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's the one thing that a lot of people don't realize, even though we help the pets with their medical care, our main goal is to keep the pets in the family. And so we're not only helping the pets, we're also helping the family and the children in the family, because without the care that Pets in Need, many of these pets would have to be relinquished to shelters when they got sick.
And also, it's been shown recently that for senior citizens, having a pet helps them so much from being alone and medical issues and just having that companionship.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things I've learned since I've been at Pets in Need is how vitally important role that pets play in our clients' lives. Many of our clients are elderly or disabled or have significant medical problems. Many of them are homebound. They don't have transportation, and their pet is their only companionship at home.
Right. And Barb, tell us the guidelines for the families you help at the clinic, you know, income levels, where they come from.
Yes, our clients can come from anywhere. And in fact, we serve the whole tri-state region. You just have to be able to come to us and qualify at 200% of the federal poverty line or lower. And so many people qualify for that, unfortunately, these days. That figures at about $25,000 for a single person household, $33,000 for a two-person household.
And how many clients are you serving?
Well, we have over 4,000 pets that we serve, cats and dogs, and they come from about 2,000 different households.
Do people have to have appointments?
Yes, we operate just like a private veterinary office does. They have appointments that are scheduled, and they come in, and if there's a vet they particularly like, they can request an appointment on the day that that vet is with us.
How many vets do you have working there?
We have 6 veterinarians. They're all part-time veterinarians. Most of them have full-time jobs elsewhere. A couple of us are retired and work at Pets in Need part-time.
And what are the hours and days that the clinic is open?
The office is open from 10 till 2 on weekdays. The clinic hours are somewhat different by the day. Generally, during the week, 10 till about 3 or 4, or whenever the last patient is seen. We always have surprises, so scheduling isn't as tight as you would like. On the weekends, we have Sunday from 10 till 2 or 3 or 4 every other Sunday. And we have some evening hours on Thursdays.
Oh, that's good, because
yes,
a lot of people who are working can't come in during the day.
That's exactly right. And to enroll, you can come in between 10 and 2 every weekday.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
And Dr. Walkenhorst, talk about some of the clients you've seen in the clinic recently, without any names, of course, and about their pets and the treatment they've
received. I love our clients. Even though our clients have income constraints, they try very, very hard to give their pets the best care possible. They make sacrifices, are incredible, actually, in taking care of their pets. So I love our clients. And we see everything in our practice from wellness care to incredibly sick animals with life-threatening problems, much like any veterinarian would see. I had a case recently, just to give a case example, of Rosie, who was about a 15-year-old dog, very old, small poodle-like dog who had been abandoned by her previous owner. The previous owner had moved and literally abandoned Rosie and put her out on the street. And one of our clients found Rosie and brought Rosie in. Rosie was pretty sick. She had some significant oral health issues and the infection from her mouth had spread to other organs in her body. She was really sick. So with the help of a very diligent owner, we helped nurse her back. And last week, she had her dentistry done and extractions done, and Rosie's doing very well now.
That's a good story.
We have hundreds of good stories.
Well, what are some of the services that Pets in Need, the clinic, provides?
We provide most of the services that any private veterinary hospital would provide. We provide wellness care, vaccinations, we dispense heartworm preventative, flea control, things like that. We see a lot of routine medical problems, itchy dogs with skin allergies or ear infections, what I call meat and potatoes cases. But we see a lot of animals with chronic illnesses, diabetes, kidney failure, heart failure, and we see a lot of incredibly sick animals. The only things we don't do is we don't hospitalize patients. We're an outpatient clinic. We don't provide surgical services on site. We work with a network of private practices and low-cost spay neuter clinics in town to provide surgical services for our patients.
And what is the Advanced Care Fund?
The Advanced Care Fund is a grant, we have a couple of them, that provide assistance to clients that can't pay for their copay portion of their pet's care. So our services are inexpensive, but they're not free, and our clients do pay copays for care. Some of the care that these pets need is relatively expensive, and some of the clients are not able to pay their copay portion of the bill, and in that case, our grants can help them pay for their copays. We try not to let financial constraints limit the care that the pets get.
And speaking of money and funds, you have an annual fundraiser coming up. Barb, tell us about Pet Casso.
Yes, Pet Casso is a gala. It will be held this coming Saturday, November 16th, in the evening at the Masonic Center downtown. That's connected to the Taft Theater. It has a silent auction. It will have wonderful hors d'oeuvres by Jeff Thomas, an open bar, some raffles for wonderful travel opportunities, and a bourbon pull, a wine toss, in which you toss a dog collar over a wine bottle to take it home. And my favorite part, the painted pets. They're the centerpiece of Pet Casso. We combine pets and art at this event.
And that's local artists.
Local artists who paint a fiberglass form in whatever theme they choose. They're absolutely wonderful. They're available online now at pincincinnati.org. That stands for Pets in Need. And you can start your bidding now if you wish. You don't have to be present at Pet Casso to buy anything.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event.
It is wonderful. We'll have about 300 people this year. Very
festive.
Well,
thank you both for coming in today and sharing your work at Pets in Need of Greater Cincinnati.
Thank you
for having us, Lee.
Pets in Need of Greater Cincinnati and Lachlan was founded on the belief that everyone deserves the joy and unconditional love of a pet, and every pet deserves good health and a loving home. I'd like to thank my guests this evening, Dr. Jack Walkenhorst and Barb Lichtenstein, for sharing their work at this important clinic. Their annual fundraiser, Pet Casso 2019, will be held Saturday, November 16th at the Cincinnati Masonic Center downtown. You'll find a link to Pets in Need, their fundraiser, and ways you can support and contribute to this clinic at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.